Bill, I'm wondering if you could first start and just talk about what you liked about your offensive performance against the Jets.
The biggest thing is we as a staff really thought that the players did what we asked them to do, which was play 60 minutes, play physical, not turn the ball over, which I know we did at the end of the half there at the 2-minute drive. But, you know, we limited that. That was our only turnover. And try to limit the penalties, which, you know, we did have a couple false starts that I thought were not very good, but overall did a decent job of that. So they did what we asked them to do, and we ended up coming out on top.
Bill, how does having Aaron Hernandez back in the lineup affect what you're able to do offensively?
Aaron's a good player. He's a smart player. He's got quickness. He's got decent hands, and he can block. So with him and Rob out there and, you know, the receiving core the way it is, it's, you know, you got a good group of guys to work with.
How did you guys handle Hernandez's turnover? He said Brady was pretty supportive going into the locker room, but how did you guys as a staff just address something like that, knowing he has another 30 minutes left to play?
Yeah, you know, at the end of the day, that was, you know, it wasn't a great play. It would have been a tough catch. Ball was a little high. You know, obviously, you know, he felt like he should have come down with it, and you just move on. I mean, he knows, you know, he's a smart guy, an intelligent guy, and he knows what he did wasn't the best, and he came out in the second half and kept playing. Can't dwell on it. You got to move on to the next play, just like we're moving on to the next game right now. We're on to Dallas, and That's what we're focused on right now is the Cowboys, not really thinking about the Jets anymore. And that's the same thing that can be said for a poor play during a game.
Bill, after the game, a lot of guys talked about successfully being able to run the 4-minute offense towards the end of the game. What are some of the elements to running a successful 4-minute offense?
The biggest element is that you practice it every week. And you know, it's probably one of the biggest things that we all learn from Bill and how he runs a team is situational football and complementary football, and that's one of the things that we practice every week along with the 2-minute drill and different situations that may come up during a game. So that's something that we do and try to get right every week.
So what is the if you want to look toward the Cowboys, what is the key toward making sure that DeMarcus Ware doesn't totally destroy your offensive game plan?
Yeah, that's a great question. He's definitely a guy that can affect the game, and you know, he's having a really good year, and they do a great job. Rob Ryan and his staff do a great job of moving him around, so you really can't get a beat on where he is. So basically, we're putting it together right now. You know, we always talk on Tuesday at noon, and that's when we're right in the middle of game planning, and that's what we're doing. So, you know, we're just making sure we've got a plan for where, knowing where he is and making sure that we have him accounted for.
He moves?
Oh, yeah.
That's kind of an offbeat question.
Yep.
Like you guys, and you know, obviously a lot of other teams in the NFL have gone to, you know, no huddle for certain, you know, portions of the game, and have had a lot of success, you know, and so much of, you know, the offensive signals and stuff could be communicated via hand signals and just, you know, changing at the line. Is the huddle that we saw teams use, you know, as long as football's been around, are those huddles kind of becoming not as important anymore? Like, what is the point of even huddling, I guess, is kind of the question, if so much can be done at the line?
Yeah, it's kind of a two-part question. We've been running no-huddle offense here since long before I got here. So, you know, it's always been a part of our offensive system here, and it does require communication at the line and things like that. And then when you're changing in and out of personnel groups, a lot of times you know, maybe you're huddling, maybe you're not huddling. So, you know, there's reasons to huddle, there's reasons to not huddle. And, you know, again, it's just all about being as multiple as you can be in trying to keep the defense off balance as much as you can, and playing at a fast tempo is really just our philosophy. It's really Bill's philosophy as to how we want to play the game, and that's what we try to do.
Bill talked a little bit about this yesterday, but is there any kind of carryover from one Ryan Brothers-led defense to another from last week to this week? Can you see any sort of similarities there?
Well, obviously, you know, they're obviously being brothers, they talk, and there's a little bit of similarity, but I would definitely say that Rob is his own guy as far as being a coordinator. I don't know Rob personally at all. I'm just talking about him as a coordinator, and he does a great job with what he's doing right now. I mean, they're the top-ranked defense in a lot of categories, at least in the top five and most. So it's going to be a big challenge for us, and it's a multiple defense. They do a lot of different things, and, you know, there's not going to be a lot of sleeping in Foxborough this week. We got a lot of work to do and make sure that we're ready to go on Sunday.